Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Okay. Incredible article everyone should read in the New York Post. Inside the battle to control the world supply of rare earths. And you can begin to see where we have gotten ourselves with our stupid environmental regulations, or really where the left's gotten us. So up through 1980, we were the world's leader for most of the 20th century in rare earth elements, finding them, extracting them, selling them. Until 1980, changes in U.S. regulations that came on the heels of the Jimmy Carter administration. And it's been a disaster ever since. We've basically never gone backwards. So we are almost completely dependent on China for these rare earth minerals. Okay. Well, fast forward to now, and you have this bizarre sounding announcement from Donald Trump. Hey, I've always wanted 500,000 Chinese students here on visas. Well, no, but that's, you said the opposite a few weeks ago. He was thinking about canceling all of them, and for good reason. And they're truly biological hazard risks here. They have continued to bring this stuff in. Okay, well, we get the details of that trade negotiation. Trump agrees to continue accepting all the visas. And in exchange, China agrees for 6 months, just 6 months. It may be renewed, but right now it's 6 months. Of rare earth minerals. The next day, the New York Post writes, China granted temporary export licenses to rare earth suppliers of the top three U.S. automakers. That's it. That is one heck of a bargaining chip right there. It gets worse. Chinese doing what we would do if we had the market cornered, and depending on what the rare earth mineral is, they control 80, 90, and even 100%, depending on what category. We need them all for basically everything, from fighter jets to MRIs to iPhones, wind turbine motors. I mean, it just goes on and on. But most importantly, also our semiconductors and the computer systems we need to dominate in AI. Okay. Now listen to this. In the current trade tussle with the U.S., China has identified seven crucial elements under its export control regime, which it will not sell to the U.S., this is New York Post, due to concerns that while suitable for civilian economic use, they could also be used for military purposes. So they're already beginning to cut us off.
Well, that's been going on for a while.
Yeah, but here's the thing, and this is a double-edged sword. Yeah, we've known they could do it, but because of the trade war Trump has started, they're actively doing it.
Yeah.
Now, that sounds bad, but the guy in this article who is, this is what he does, he runs 3 Consulting, which is a rare earth consultancy, the guy by the name of Kennedy, he said, President Trump's tariffs are often blamed for exacerbating the tensions with China and causing them to hold back these rare earths, he said, the tariffs are actually, quote, forcing China to reveal the magnitude of this threat. Absent Trump's tariffs, China would never have shown its hand until it was too late. Just how bad could it get? The New York Post writes, Kennedy believes that if left unchecked and China was allowed to continue their embargo without consequences, the non-Chinese world would need to shut down and re-engineer most everything that comes off an assembly line. This is not an overstatement. So we are in trouble here, and we've put ourselves in trouble. China has spent 50 years, Lee, getting into this position. Yep.
They play the long game. We don't. We look to the next, you know, quarterly earnings report or the next election.
Yeah. And that's a problem. And so we are really having to play catch up. And it's already really costing us, like having to take the 500,000 Chinese visa students. That is not in the interest of national security, but we're kind of over a barrel.
Yeah. But if this gets us to a point where we start developing these resources that we have here.
Yes.
We have legislated and regulated ourselves to a position where we do not have access to it. And it's not just mining them, it is also processing them. And yep. That's where China has the advantage over us as well. So if this forces us to a situation where we have domestically or at least continentally provided resources, whether it's, you know, Canada, us, or Mexico or whatever, and then we can actually mine those and process them here. And if this is what happens, and it's going to take years to get this done, but if this gets the process started, that's a good thing.
Exactly. And that's kind of what he's saying. The criticism has been, well, oh no, Trump's trade war has caused China to withhold these minerals. And he's saying, no, actually, we're seeing what China eventually intended to do, but when it was too late.
Right, exactly.
It's forcing their hand. Okay, this is what it's come to. This is breaking news. Okay, wait, yeah, broke late yesterday. President Trump's administration is now considering financing $120 million. That would be just the first tranche of this. Rare earth mine in Greenland to reduce our reliance on China. So this would be a government investment mining project. This is just out of desperation to not have to do what he had to do last week, which is say, okay, even though you just brought another bioweapon into our country, I'm going to have to allow these Chinese students to continue coming here on visas. That is not good. I mean, this is what it has come to. You know what the problem we have is? I think we can get this up and running fairly quickly, especially since Joe Biden put three mines off limits for 20 years. We only have one operating mine in this country, like full-scale operating rare earth mineral mine. That's it, which is ridiculous. But the problem is that, you know, if we keep having a Republican administration, then a Democrat, Republican administration, Democrat, we're never going to get anywhere. Because when the Democrats going to come in, they're going to shut this all down again, benefit China.
Yeah.
And that's why China is unified. No, we're doing this all in one direction for 50 years to get here and control and lock up all the rare earth minerals. Democrats will just put them back off limits to benefit China, like Joe Biden did.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was doing what he was paid to do.
I truly believe that. I really think whoever was operating the auto pin, because we know Hunter and Jill Biden had tremendous influence in that White House. We know that from the mainstream media reporting. Whoever did that, if it was Hunter, if it was Jill, if it was anyone from the Biden family, I mean, they got tens of millions of dollars from China. That's what they were paid to do. I go so far as to say we've had our first de facto Chinese presidency in Joe Biden.
What was the movie, The Manchurian Candidate?
Yes, he was classic. I still, to this day, don't understand how he could pass a background check. I know I'm saying that rhetorically. The FBI physically, literally covered up the evidence of the bribery crimes and ownership by China. That's how. And those agents are still working there to this day, a lot of them. We haven't gotten them out yet.
Yeah.
That's really scary. So, but this is the fight of our times. To do this, because overnight, Mark Andreessen, billionaire, used to be the Democrats' top tech donor. I think he donated over $86 million to the Democrats, switched sides because Biden scared him so badly. And what they were doing, like controlling startups and debanking them so that there couldn't be new startups because the Democrats controlled the old startups, and he switched sides. Andreessen saying, listen, the Cold War fight of our time is going on right now. It's as important as the Cold War. And he said, it's over who will dominate in AI, mm-hmm. us or China. Yeah. And he said, the AI is going to run the world. And so we're either going to be running it and pushing our culture, or they're going to be running it right. and pushing their culture. Mm-hmm. And it's only going to go one way. And he says, it starts now. And that was over the weekend. We'll play some of that coming up on the show. But, you know, you look at it that way and you're just like, oh, holy cow. We have got to get those rare earth minerals. And you know, so Trump is doing the right thing there, but can we do it fast enough? And we really are going to need some Republican to win after Trump to pull this off. Here's, I'll do it real quick. Here's Mark Andreessen on the China Cold War.
And so there is a two-horse race. This is shaping up to be the equivalent of what the Cold War was against the Soviet Union.
Yeah.
In the last century, it is shaping up to be like that. China does have ambitions to basically imprint the world on their ideas of how society should be organized and how the world should be run. And they obviously intend to fully proliferate their technology, which they're doing in many areas.
Yeah.
And the world, you know, 50 years from now is going to be running on, you know, 20 years from now is going to be running on Chinese AI or American AI. Like those yep. are your choices.
You think that's how it'll basically play
out? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to run on one or the other.
How will that play out? Like, let's say it's one or the other. Like,
so AI is going to be the control layer for everything. So my view is AI is going to be how you interface with the education system, with the healthcare system, with transportation, with employment,
yeah.
with the government, with law, right? It's going to be AI lawyers, AI doctors, AI mm-hmm. teachers. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you want your AI teacher, you want your kids to be taught by Chinese AI? Really?
Yeah.
Like.
No.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, producer Tim, did you see that Air India crash last week?
I heard something about it. I haven't read too much on it, though.
Okay, that's okay. I want to hit you with it. All right. So the plane crashes,
right?
And I'm listening to the news here, you know, obviously on the station, and I look it up, and wow, okay, 241 people on board, really, really tragic. It's flying from India to London. It goes down. Okay, almost immediately, the experts and the media announce there's no survivors, right? And you're looking at the visual. There can't be. There's a fireball hundreds of feet in the air, like not a small one either, all-consuming,
yeah.
right?
And yeah, I would be surprised if there was any survivors.
Yeah, I know. And they pretty much declared, yeah, it's no survivors. Until they found Vishwashkumar Ramesh, the sole survival of Air India flight crash. They still don't know exactly how he survived. He was so terrified after the crash, he went running from it and was running around for a while. But they... It was him. Now, here's the crazy part, okay? His brother, who he was traveling with, was seated next to him on the plane, and okay. he's dead.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. He had no injuries at all?
He was injured. He was hurt, but it's mostly superficial, you know.
He was able to run. Yeah.
Yeah, concussion, stuff like that. Yeah, he was able to run. Exactly. Okay.
That's pretty crazy.
It is. It's crazy. And they're still trying to fully understand how he did it. I mean, there's the record. It's a fireball. It was a fireball. Like, how the heck did you survive that? Okay. Well, I'm interested in this. And I thought you would be too, because, you know, I have, I mean, just tremendous fear of heights.
Oh my God.
I mean, too. Like panic attack level fear of height. Like
me too. My knees buckle every time.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I have to sit down and spread out and feel the earth underneath me. My husband gives me the dirtiest looks. We go to because he's a Marine, you know what I mean? Buck up, honey. Yeah. So, you know, Swinging Bridge, Grandfather Mountain. I made it halfway across that thing. I freaked.
Oh, you went to Swinging Bridge?
Oh, I don't know what I was thinking. I couldn't make it all the way across. There are little kids like running back and forth. It's making me queasy. And I had to like hand over hand, you know, back. And then I get to the ground. I dive for the ground and I sit there and I can't move. And I look and my husband is giving me stink eye. Like, really? I'm shaking. I mean, I had a panic attack.
Well, you made it further than I did.
Oh, really? See, I'm not the only one.
Yeah. No, I don't do heights. Yeah.
No, me either. All right. So you can imagine flying is no fun for me.
Yeah, right? I don't like it either. Yeah.
So, you know, in the past, I have, you know, really studied the situation, looked at the studies, like, where do I sit to survive?
Oh, my God, I've done that too.
Oh, have you? Have you really? Yeah. I'm not the only neurotic. Okay, cool. I've even paid extra for the seat, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there have been two of these big studies. One of them is a 2017 National Transportation Safety Board study. Okay, you do not want to be sitting in the front of the plane.
Right.
Literally, your body will be used as a shock absorber. That's, you will not, that's what they, and they found that. They investigated 20 crashes. Higher chance of dying if you're in the front. So you either want to be in the back or, you know, back middle, right?
Back middle, yeah.
Yes. However, those placed nearby the wing had the best chances of survival because that's the most reinforced part of the plane.
Okay, I can see that.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's right by that nice little exit door too.
Right.
I've got this idea in my head, like if the plane is plummeting to the earth, I can somehow save myself by going out the exit.
Yeah. Get you a backup parachute.
Yeah, or something. Yeah.
You know, I think planes should come with parachutes.
Me too. Everybody should be suited up with a parachute.
Straight up.
Why not?
Ejection seats or something.
Tim, I would happily pay like an extra $25, like, you know, parachute price or something.
Me too.
And then sit me right by the exit. This thing's going down. I'm out of there, man.
Well, see, I've never been on a plane. Never been. Yeah, I've never been on a plane.
Oh, okay.
And that's the reason why. It's because
I don't blame you.
Yeah, I don't do heights. If I got to go somewhere, I got to drive.
Yeah, I've had to go for work. I mean, that's the only reason. I mean, it's why I fly. I'll drive otherwise.
Yeah. But it's my wife laughs at me. Because she says she's going to take me on a plane. And she's like, you're going to get a window seat. I said, no, I'm not.
No, I don't blame you.
I'm sitting in the middle, in the back. Yeah, that's where I'm sitting.
Well, listen to this. Okay. This guy was sitting right by the exit door in the most reinforced area. He was following that rule.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why he's right. Now, I will tell you, as a person who does this and will pay to do this, the other benefit is if you're also claustrophobic like I am, there's extra space there right by the exit door. Okay. Plus, it is literally truly safer. I mean, look, and it's always burned in my head, you know, the Shelley Schellenberger, how he saved that plane?
Yeah.
Those people were out on the wing, right? They went right out the exit by the wing.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, whoever the genius was who bought the seat by the exit, they got out first.
That's right.
And that's going to be me.
Yep, me too.
And I'll hold the door for you once I'm safe.
I'll be right there with you.
Anyway,
you're right there with you. Like, what? Why didn't y'all do this too? Like, you know,
no, you'll be the guy who the plane's not going down, and you're like, wow, he's out on the wing, he's freaking out
with a parachute.
Yeah, with a parachute. Okay. So anyway, but here's the interesting part. He was in a weird situation because he was actually in the middle, you know, in that exit door seat. Yes, but he was actually closer to the front. But the reason he survived is this was a freaky crash where the back actually hit first and then the front. Really? So, yeah, so it worked in reverse for him. But my whole point being, I want you guys to survive any plane trip that you take. So exit seat, by the wing, extra reinforcement there, and as close to the back as you can get.
And a parachute if you have one.
And a parachute if you have one. God, my brother was telling me this week. I saw him. He came to our house for Father's Day. I was literally twitching. He jumped out of a plane, which, like, no, never. Never.
My uncle's trying to get me to do that.
No way.
He's a Marine, yeah.
Well, that'll cure you right away, man. You're not going to have fear of heights. You're not going to fear of planes. You'll be done there.
Yeah, that's what he says.
Yeah, really. Don't do it, Tim. Okay, so my brother does it. You know, when you're young, you do dumb things, right?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
He goes and he says, I could tell they were high. I'm like, who was high? Oh, the instructors. They were high? Yeah, I think they were on something. And you jumped out anyway? Well, he was with a girl.
I don't think he had a choice.
No, he was on a date and she wanted to do it. She's his wife now. So
okay,
that's,
I gotcha.
Yeah, that's why he did, right? I'm like, oh, crazy, right?
Yeah.
And they get on the plane. They're like, oh, we were supposed to show you the instruction videos. Sorry. He doesn't find out till they're on the ground. The point of the instruction video was there, you have to dive with somebody else, right? You can't dive solo.
You can't, yeah.
Right.
You have to have certifications and stuff. Yeah,
yeah, but if the idiot's high or they pass out or something or have a heart attack on you, you know, there's a second ripcord you can pull.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, you don't know that if you don't see the instruction video.
I gotcha.
Which he didn't. So, anyway. Yeah, how hard could it be to just give everybody a parachute on a plane?
I think they should come stock.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's one of those crazy things about life. But anyway, I just wanted everyone to know where you need to sit to survive. And lo and behold, I had to look it up when I heard there was a survivor of the Air India flight. He did. And I'm telling you, and they're saying in this was time, time.com, inches make the difference. That's why his brother did not survive and he did. I still don't know quite how he did it, but he did. So exit seat, exit row, by the exit, on the wing. And there you go. Trump says it's time for a deal between Iran and Israel. I'm not sure who will make that deal, seeing as by the hour, their officials are increasingly more dead, which they had it coming to them. I mean, you pull October 7th, you got to go. You do. Folks, and you got to, so far, Hamas has managed to destroy itself, the Assad regime in Syria, Hezbollah, who, by the way, did you see that over the weekend? Hezbollah's like, you know what? Yeah, we were an Iranian proxy. Yeah, but we're done with them. No, you just go ahead and bomb them. We're fine. We quit. Islamic Jihad, the Islamic Republic of Iran, and any possibility that how Palestinians will ever have a state. That's done. Two-state solution, forget it. Over. And the Houthis. I'd argue they're pretty much demolished. Dropped billions of dollars worth of bombs on their head. So this is great. And inside Democrat Party headquarters, they're freaking out, believe me. They had merged with Iran. Iran was going to be a great ally of theirs. And now all those people are dead. So works out great for us. We don't have to fight Hamas in the streets. That's what the Democrats want to fix. And I'm convinced that was the purpose of the flotilla. That Biden had, remember that dock that he built $200 million? By the way, the same people freaking out over the military parade this weekend by Trump did not care. We were building the Hamas terror regime because that Gaza is run by Hamas terrorists. They are the elected government. Building a floating dock, a massive floating dock, like industrial scale floating dock to deliver them food so they can continue their fight against Israel. We had folks injured by Hamas bombing them. You know what I think they intended to do with that? I'm pretty convinced of it. I think that they intended to eventually move the Palestinians onto the boat and bring them here. In fact, I'm convinced of it. They actually talked about that in the UK Parliament. A lot of folks over there were opposed to it. They thought they should stay in their homeland, but they thought that was the real purpose of the dock. I thought so too. You don't need a whole massive docking system in order to just deliver and drop off food. But you do if you're planning to export those people for votes. So thank God that they bombed it. And they had to take it apart. Because I think we would have had boatloads of those folks here. And you think they're violent now on college campuses? Wait till they get some real numbers behind them here. We would have never got it. It would have been endless problems. Okay. Meanwhile, Newt Gingrich nailing it this weekend. What the LA riots were actually about. Take a listen, and then I'm going to play it from the other side of the aisle.
And what do you say? You say people who are deliberately violating the law, people who are attacking those who enforce the law, people who are burning cars, running around waving foreign flags. I mean, these are folks who want to conquer California. They don't just want to immigrate to it. They want to change it decisively. And then let's be clear. This is ultimately about the ability of the United States government to enforce the law.
Yeah.
And the Democrats are siding with the criminals against the U.S. government.
Yeah.
It's incredible, really, when you think about it. Okay, let's flip to the other side. Lawrence O'Donnell, MSNBC, liberal talking head, definitely not a fellow traveler with Newt Gingrich. And what does he say? Same message. It's beyond immigration. This is Mexican land. We have to give it back. Besides, we'd love to be ruled by Mexico or China. We're liberals.
Donald Trump repeatedly today referred to, quote, rioters bearing foreign flags. There were Mexican flags in a place that was Mexico long before it became part of the United States as a result of a war the United States chose to wage on Mexico in order to obtain that territory. Mexico and Spain before it have forced Donald Trump to speak Spanish very much against his will. But he's, of course, too stupid to even realize that he's doing that when he names the city where he has sent his troops to do nothing. Spain was the first colonizer of the place we now call California. Spain established the missions in California, named after saints in Spanish. He doesn't know that Los Angeles means the angels. He doesn't know that Spanish was the only non-tribal language spoken in Los Angeles long before New York even existed, long before New York was first settled by the Dutch. And so, yes, when you take land by force in war, as this country did to add California to our country, don't be surprised if from time to time you see the flag of the country that was there before you on that very same land that was Mexican land.
Do you see where they're going with this? And that was the brilliant point Ana Paulina Luna made last week in that hearing, Congress member. Look, Trump's deportation policy is essentially the same as Obama's. You guys didn't protest that. But you're screaming bloody murder now. Why? This is about conquest of American territory. And when the left is marching in the streets, they're almost always funded by our enemies. Iran, we talked about that throughout most of the show, that defeating Iran, bombing Iran, knocking out this leadership also knocks out the ties between Iran and the Democrat Party. They are tied at the hip. They are one entity. It started with the pallets of cash from Barack Obama, $1.7 billion total in unmarked bills, through the $30 billion that Joe Biden gave them in cash. $300 billion, not million, billion dollars total when you count sanctions relief and the oil they were allowed to spend that money. That is why you are seeing all these Iranian proxies. It's why you had October 7th. It's why you have the Houthis now bombing 319 times, cargo ships, ours, British, all of it. The Democrat Party built Iran into the terror state they wanted. And they were marching the streets of America together. The folks, when you're looking at the crackdown on college campuses, this is Donald Trump still ripping the Democrat Party in Iran apart. Why? Because they were backdoor bringing all of these Hamas supporters into college campuses. This is why Harvard needs a remedial math class now. Can't do math. Well, yeah, but what can you teach us about Hamas? Well, I function on an eighth grade level, but I would like to blow you up. Cool, come to Harvard. We can learn from you. And that is how you have people on campus who call themselves activists, and they're handing out flyers calling the October 7th terrorist rapist martyrs. They were using the campus visa system to get these people into the country. The Democrats are brilliant. They're also evil. So fast forward to Ana Paulina Luna pointing out to Tim Walz about the LA riots, folks, this is Chinese sponsored. This is China trying to take territory, conquer it, knowing because of its partnership with the Democrat Party, it can essentially rule there. Here she is.
Is it true also, I know on your campaign that you had admitted to visiting China anywhere from 15 to 30 times, sir? Yes or no, please.
I
I did live in China. And
visiting, sir, in addition to living there and in addition to having... Okay.
That's correct.
All right. Also, too, I'd like to note that during your time in Congress that you filed for a $5 million earmark that actually was secured, $2 million of it went to the Hormel Institute that actually collaborated with the Wuhan Institute. Also, the Department of Homeland Security, sir, just to you, so that you're tracking, actually had an internal memo that was released that stated that the government of China considered you a prime target for influence operations. I'm letting you know that now because I do believe that you should be made aware of, if you are not already, that you are working with and going to be speaking at an organization and rally that not is just funded by Christy Walton, the heiress of Walmart, but also has ties to the Chinese Progressive Association, largely funding it, that actually brags on their website that they are pro-Maoist. Also, too, funded by the National...
And that was a No Kings rally. That's the Chinese billionaire funding all of that. So understand, being at war with Iran, fighting China, means fighting the Democrat Party and breaking ties to those the Democrats want to use to hurt us, but also to conquer territory inside this country. It's crazy times we live in. The market always knows. And the market thinks right now, we'll see. The market always knows. The market thinks right now that we're getting a peace deal. Yeah, it's up right now. And look, Iran all but hinting that they're done. That they are now open to negotiations about no longer enriching uranium, which they don't need to do. So, folks, if we get there, I think the Ayatollah's got to go. I think just as that final insurance policy that we're not going to end up back here with another Democrat regime elected as the into the presidency, sending billions more on pallets of cash on planes in the middle of the night to rebuild this program, to feed the proxies, to feed the terror, to prop up Hamas. This entire terror regime, folks, I can leave you with one thing. When Israel bombs Iran, this is not just war with Iran. This is war with the one entity on earth that made sure it was built into a terror superpower, and that is the Democrat Party. I'm going to have much more in-depth analysis on today's Battleground America podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. Looking forward to the rest of the week. Mike's up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.